He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the September 16th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we take a look. It's pretty much quiet on the Western Front and on the Eastern Front and all over the world today. The S&P is up 2 points right now, better than being down 2 points. The S&P is at 1,980. And guess what begins today? That FOMC meeting, that much-anticipated FOMC meeting. Will there be spies outside? Will there be flies on the wall? I don't know. The Dow is up 9 right now. The Dow is at 16,609. It's been as high, of course, as 18,000, so we're still off quite a bit from the all-time high, and we are still in the midst of a correction that we've been going through here for about 6 or 7, 8 weeks. The NASDAQ is down 4 points, 4,855 is where the NASDAQ is. The market seems to be taking its cue these days, as I've said several times, from the oil market. Crude oil is up today. Crude oil is up 2.4%. That puts it at $45.65. If you want to back up the truck and pick up a drum of light sweet crude down at the Home Depot, that's what you'll pay. $45.65 for that barrel of crude. I don't know if that includes a barrel deposit or not. Gold is at $1,115. That is up 1.1% today. The euro is at 1.1295. And interest rates, boy, we almost hit 2.30 yesterday. We're backing off a little bit finally here today, but we're seeing a 2.28% print on the 10-year bond. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we have the Fed meeting beginning today, the FOMC meeting. Will they be trying to guess what's inside of Miss Yellen's briefcase on the way in, as they used to do with Mr. Greenspan? Was she eating Cheerios this morning, or was she eating Lucky Charms, or was it just old plain grape nuts? I don't know. Everybody wants to know what the Fed will do. I guess as the day approaches and as the decision approaches, which will be tomorrow at about 11:30 Pacific Standard Time, or 11, somewhere in there, I would have to say at this point in time, I don't think the Fed is going to raise interest rates, but we'll see. I just think we have a very dovish Fed. I think that Miss Yellen doesn't want to rock the boat, and I think there's a lot of outside pressure coming from the International Monetary Fund, coming from the administration, etc., to keep a zero interest rate policy here in the U.S. of A. Well, we'll see. If we get that quarter point rate hike, expect some volatility. And if we don't get it, I would expect a rally in the market. Or maybe we got our rally already yesterday. We had a huge jump in the market on Tuesday. Quite the party. It was on light volume. The reason the market had such a good party on Tuesday was because there were some economic reports, namely retail sales, that came in a little bit softer than expected. So then everybody, most people, market participants say, oh boy, let's party. Let's rally, because the Fed is not going to raise interest rates. Well, we'll find out. China rallied overnight. China was up 4.9%. Let's just take a look at that Chinese. I've been showing the charts here for the last several weeks in my newsletter, because I think finding a bottom in China will help us find a bottom. Yeah, you know what? I like that. That's firming up. I'm not saying to go out and buy China, but that has really firmed up nicely. That's got to be bullish for the U.S. markets if we can continue to hold up there and go sideways at least in China. So I like the developments there. I think that's been one of the One of the problems that's made this market so nervous, and again, I've said all throughout this that this so far is just a correction, pretty much like the correction we had last year at this time. And I know some people jumped ship, said, nope, this is the big one, this is the bear. Well, we've had several threats to this bull market over the last 6 years and 23 weeks, and for the last 6 years and 23 weeks in my newsletter, I've been saying that no, the bull market is still intact. Okay, that's been some pretty good advice. August CPI, that's the Consumer Price Index. How painful was it in August? Negative. 0.1%. It's pretty hard to point to inflation here in the U.S. And, of course, that's one of the big gauges that Miss Yellen looks at before she makes that decision along with her cohorts. It would be hard to take today's CPI numbers and say we're afraid of inflation out there. Meanwhile, interest rates have been spiking up here recently. I do have a little short position in my personal trading account on TMV, which is three times the inverse of the U.S. bond, meaning I think interest rates are going to continue to go higher. So far, that's a profitable trade, but we'll see whether or not it lasts. The White House does not support the lift of the ban on oil exports. You see, oil companies in America are not allowed to export or sell light sweet crude overseas. They have to keep it here at home. And there's been a move recently with the big drop in oil prices to allow them to start exporting oil in a country that wants to become energy dependent, I think. Well, the White House does not support a lift of that ban. Microsoft increases their dividend. You see, when you become a great big company and you can't really grow your earnings anymore. Let's see what Microsoft. Microsoft is expecting 1% growth in earnings this year. Next year, however, here's another piece of evidence that I think we're going to see double-digit growth in the S&P 500 earnings next year. Microsoft is looking for 14% growth next year. But Microsoft, all in all, has not been a very good stock here over the last several years. So what do? They're going to increase their dividend. Nowhere else to put their cash. Of course, this quarter will end in 2 weeks now. And then we start the old earnings game all over again. Companies reporting earnings. Not only will it be important to watch how they did during the third quarter of 2015, but we're really going to get some sharper numbers looking into next year, 2016, which the market is now trading off. And I've said for the last several weeks that, or last several months, that my earnings estimates next year have not changed during this correction. That's what I was looking for. If there's a correction, then the fundamentals must be changing. But I have to come to the conclusion that this has been a sentiment correction, not a fundamental correction. So far, I've made no change to my earnings estimates for the S&P 500 next year of $131.50, and I apply a 17 multiple, and I come up with a $23.50 target price, which gives us about 13% upside potential over the next 12 months, and that's one of the biggest reasons that I've remained bullish and have not jumped to the bear side of the bear-bull tug-of-war. I've remained firmly planted on the bull side, even though there's been times, yes, I've wondered, am I on the right side here? But I'm going to stick to my story, and I'm going to stick to my numbers, and I'm going to update those numbers every single week. Hewlett-Packard cutting 25,000 to 30,000 jobs. Hey, we've got some Hewlett-Packard employees here in Southern California and in San Diego. Yeah, maybe some of them will be coming to me with those IRA rollovers. The big Republican debate tonight. What will Donald say? That's what everybody's wondering. Meanwhile, FedEx misses by 4 cents. That's not a good sign for the economy, but it's just one company. FedEx is down $3 per share after that earnings miss. Well, I still like the stock market, the U.S. stock market. I still think that's the place to be. I see a lot more upside potential in stocks than I see in fixed income. And I like best stocks now. I continue to ferret them down. We're getting more and more buy signals here on a daily basis. A lot of them in the biotech arena once again. Those biotechs, boy, they are tough to hold down. And they are coming back again after their recent sell-off. Well, we'll feature a stock or two here in the next 40 minutes or so. We'll try to ferret in and narrow down some stocks here that I think are best stocks now at the current time. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And yeah, I think we'll have a quiet market today. Yesterday was probably the big anticipatory day of a non-move by the Fed. That's obviously what the market was thinking as it went on a, what did it end up being, 200-point run, 200-point-plus run. And there was some real good action in a lot of best stocks now. The biotech sector is on the mend. The pharmaceutical sector is on the mend. I continue to like some consumer discretionary stocks. I continue to like the building sector. Those are the sectors that are leading the market right now. And they've led the market for quite some time. In that consumer sector, there are some best stocks. Now, we're going to travel. We're going to take a look and examine a company headquartered in sunny Southern California, where we've had some rain and flooding here the last 2 days. We get one day of rain and it floods, okay? That's the way we're built for heavy rain here in Southern California. We have mudslides and flooding, and what do we have, like an inch and a half of rain? People in Florida are going, are you kidding me? Are you crazy? Yeah, well, that's what happens out here. There's a company up in Manhattan Beach. Not a bad place to visit sometime, although I prefer about 100 miles south of there. Get out of that L.A. jungle. But Manhattan Beach, nice little place. Not the home of Manhattan clam chowder. That's Manhattan, New York, where they make that red version of the clam chowder. I prefer the red myself, especially at Anthony's Seafoods here in San Diego. I've been eating their red clam chowder since I was a little kid. Skechers is the name of the company that's headquartered in Manhattan Beach. This is the one I kept asking my son, does anybody wear Skechers? He said, no, Dad, nobody. Nobody wears Skechers. Well, somebody's wearing them. This is now a $7.2 billion company, and I'm in Skechers. Not here at the office in my shoes. I'm in my socks, actually. I like to be comfortable while I do the show, but there must be some people wearing Skechers. It is a stock that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management, and it's a fairly large position. Skechers is now a $7.2 billion mid-cap company. They do not pay any dividend. They market men's and women's and children's casual dress and athletic footwear via department and specialty stores. I believe there's a specialty store right downtown San Diego on the Fifth Avenue in the Gas Lamp District, a Skechers store where you can go. And maybe I'll go over there, walk over there today in my New Balance shoes, and maybe I'll trade them in for some Skechers to see if there's something going on there. There must be. Because look at the stock. We've been talking about these stocks of the decade. We talked about Priceline yesterday, a stock that we own in our conservative growth account, and the phenomenal returns that Priceline has given over the last 10, 5, 3, 1 years. Well, Skechers has been pretty good stock itself. In fact, over the last 12 months, this is probably one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. And you're probably saying, I didn't know that. Well, did you know that it's up 125% from this time last year? And what has the market done during the same 12-month period of time, the same comparable period? The market is flat. Skechers is up 125%. We call that relative strength. We call that alpha. Skechers has a relative strength ranking of 99 on a scale of 1 to 100 on the Investor's Business Daily scale. Over the last 3 years, Skechers has averaged, there's no dividend here, it's averaged a return of 87% per year to investors, while the market has been averaging 10.5% per year. Once again, we call that alpha. We call that performance. We call that relative strength. There's something going right there. And over the last 5 years, Skechers has delivered 43% per year, while the market's delivered 12%. And last but not least, over the last decade, over the last 10 years, Skechers has delivered 23% per year. Not the 50 that Priceline has, but I'll take 23% over the last 10 years, huh? That's some pretty good compound interest. That's doubling your money about every 3 years if we were in it for that long. Over the last 10 years, the market's been delivering 5, Skechers 23.3. Okay, of all the stocks, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, indexes, you name it, Skechers gets a performance grade of A, which shouldn't surprise you. That's a pretty good performance there, and it sits at the head of the class right now. Now, Priceline is in front of it in the front row, in the prized row. These are the valedictorians, but Skechers right there with an A performance grade. Now, Skechers isn't a cheap stock, but then again, it's not an expensive stock. Get this. Skechers is looking for 75% growth in earnings this year versus last year. Hey, Gunderson, isn't the GDP of America only growing by 2, 3%? Aren't earnings flat this year in the S&P 500? They're up a little from last year, but they've definitely stalled out. Expected to rebound again next year. And in light of this, Skechers, on the other hand, 75% growth in earnings this year. They made $284 last year. They're expected to make $497 this year. Is this just a one-year, like anomaly year? Well, they're expected to grow by 30% next year. These guys are doing something right. When I take a look at their earnings estimates for next year, at $6.42. And they're expected to continue to grow by 20% per year over the next 5 years. And I put a multiple on those earnings 5 years from now. Can you believe this? I have a $280 target price on Skechers, and the stock is currently trading at $139. Well, we're going to watch it closely. The third quarter of 2009 ends here in 2 weeks. Skechers will report earnings, and we won't know until October 20th, 4 more weeks, how Skechers did in this most recent quarter. But boy, I would expect a pretty much of a bombshell quarter for them once again. They have just been knocking the ball out of the park, and it looks like they might be able to continue to do that for some time in the future. I currently have 4,134 stocks, mutual funds, ETFs in my beststocksnow.com database. Skechers comes in at number 88. It's been in my top 100 for the last year. And again, the stock up 125% over the last 12 months. It is a stock that we currently own at Gunderson Capital Management, SKX. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Epperle. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about the stabilization in the Shanghai and the Chinese market. You can look at a chart of FXI, which is an ETF which tracks China, and you can see how that thing has leveled off. And it seems to be building a bottom. That could mean that the correction that we've been through is now in the rearview mirror. We've also had kind of a bottoming process taking place in the oil markets. Kind of a sloppy bottom, but in that $40 to $45 range. Now, Goldman Sachs puts a number out there that's questionable. They say, we could see it going to 20. I think sometimes they make extreme calls to try to get attention. I don't know. But it looks like maybe the oil markets have put in a bottom. The dollar is absolutely not going ballistic anymore to the upside. So those have really been the three biggest factors that have made this market nervous. And the fourth one is the Fed, which we get out of the way tomorrow. And right now, if I was a betting man, I would say that the Fed is not going to raise interest rates tomorrow. So we've talked about that. We've talked about the clear lack of inflation at this point in time, and really no signs of a recession anywhere near out there on the horizon. Talked about the trickling up of interest rates here. The 10-year yield hit 2.30 here recently. Had a big party on Wall Street on Tuesday. I think they said, okay, the Fed's not going to go. Let's party. Let's celebrate. Well, we'll see. We could lose that rally tomorrow if the Fed were to hike a quarter of a point. I think maybe that 200 or 300 that we gained yesterday could disappear. Well, let's talk about if you're still bullish on the market, Mr. Gunderson, can you point us in the right direction? You know what? Look, that's all I could do. I tell you how I pick stocks and the criteria that I like. Everybody has their own way of doing it. And I don't make any claims. I don't make any guarantees or any kind of, I just try to focus on a couple of big things that I think are important. One is performance. Okay, the performance numbers are what they are. You can't hide from performance. Here it is. Here's what your stock has done, Mr. Immelt, for the last 10 years while you've been at the head. Here's what your stock has done, Mr. Cook, over the last 3 years since you've been at the head of the company. Results are results. Here's your batting average. Here's how many times you appeared at the plate. Here's how many hits you got. Here's how many runs you drove in. Here's how many home runs you hit. That's the numbers. The numbers don't lie. So I like to really sink my teeth into things that are tangible. And performance and track record is tangible. It can't be changed. And number two, while track record looks into the past, I like to look ahead. We have to look ahead because investing is all about the future. And the best, most tangible thing that I can sink my teeth into is valuation and earnings estimates. And I get asked the question, well, how reliable are these analysts? There's people on Twitter and on StockTwits and whatnot that mock these analysts. You know what? When these companies report earnings, if the analysts are so bad, then why, when a company reports earnings, it's almost within a penny or two of the analyst's estimates? An analyst would lose his credibility if he was always wrong, way off on his estimates. He wouldn't have a job for very long at Goldman Sachs or at whatever firm he's working for. And they're very tightly connected to what the company is telling them. And you say, well, wouldn't a company mislead the analyst so their stock would go higher? You know what? A company's going to lose their credibility if they do that. Not only are they going to lose their credibility, they're going to open up the door to class action lawsuits. If anything, they guide lower and sandbag and try to tamp down the estimates. So that's the best thing we have to go on. Companies trade on expectations, and those expectations are out there. They're easy to look up. It's public knowledge. It's in the public domain. There's a lot of sources where you can look up estimates for the next year, the year after that, where you can look up what they expect the growth rate to be. And I have my formulas that I apply to those very simple numbers to come up with what I think the stock can achieve over the next 3 to 5 years. And then I combine those two in a formula that I've put together myself over the years. And that's my strategy for investing in stocks. And again, I don't believe in being invested all the time in stocks. I'm a market timer. I've been fully invested. The app that I invented also gives me market clues and market data that helps me make the decisions that I have to make on a daily basis. So that's how I do it. I use the beststocksnow.com website. The one I created, that's the one I used to come up with the stocks that I eventually buy in my Best Stocks Now portfolios. Anyways, and there's no guarantee that they'll end up being Best Stocks Now either. You know, these are the ones that I look at and say, I like the performance, I like the valuation. Therefore, in my way of looking at the market, these are the ones that have risen. This is the cream that has risen to the top. This time we're going to go clear across the country from Skechers in Manhattan Beach. We're going to go about as far as you can go in the continental U.S. and still be in the U.S. In fact, we're going to go right to the edge of the Everglades in Weston, Florida, which is just a little bit west of Fort Lauderdale on the Everglades side of things. There's a company there that's also a mid-cap stock. This must be Mid-Cap Wednesday today. Ultimate Software Group is a $5.2 billion market cap company. And they, like Skechers, have done a pretty good job of growing their earnings and growing the stock for their investors. And there's no guarantee that it'll continue to go up in the future. But we can look at the past, at what they've done. The company over the last 5 years has delivered 48% per year to investors, or 48% earnings growth. And that has translated into some very good stock price appreciation along the way. This is another super stock of the decade. Over the last 10 years, Ultimate Software, which is ULTI, a stock that I own, we own in the aggressive growth accounts, has delivered over the last 10 years 26.3% per year. The market has delivered 4.9. Okay, this is its track record. I'm just reading to you its batting average. Over the last 5 years, Ultimate Software has delivered 39% per year. It's more than tripled the returns of the market along the way. Now, here's that correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation. Over the last 5 years, Ultimate Software's earnings have been growing by 48% per year. And what has the stock done? It's up almost 40% per year. A direct correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation. And over the last 3 years, it's been doubling the returns of the market. And over the last 12 months, the stock is up 28%, while the market is down a little bit. It gets a performance grade of A. It sits right next to Skechers in the second row behind the valedictorians of the class from a performance point of view. But what about valuation? Well, this is not a cheap stock. Stocks like this don't come cheap. But having said that, with a company that's expected to make $308 next year and grow by 22% per year for the next 5 years, I can come up with the target price right now of about $337, $335. They got to do their part. And I'll keep my eye on them every single day and every single month and every single quarter when they report earnings. And I'll watch their stock chart, because sometimes that gives us a clue that there's trouble or that they're going to even do better than those expectations. But right now, I currently own Ultimate Software in my aggressive growth account, counts out of 4,134 stocks, it comes in at number 138. Hey, where does your stock rank? You can go to the beststocksnow.com database, type in your symbol, and find out. It's up to you. Do you want to own mediocrity, or do you want to try to own superior companies? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked a lot about the markets here. The Fed meeting begins today. The Federal Open Market Committee, I don't know, I guess they're in session. Somebody brings the gavel down, and we all wonder if they'll bring the hammer down in the end. And hike interest rates by a quarter. We've been at zero interest rate policy now for the last 7-8 years, something like that. I put a chart in my newsletter here recently of the history of Fed fund rates. It wasn't that long ago that we were at 6% with Fed fund rates. Now we're at zero. Normal? Where's normal? It's definitely not at zero, is it? And if the economy were to start to fall apart once again, what would they have in their gun, in their chamber, to shoot at it, to try to get it going again? We're already at zero interest rate. So we'll see what happens. In the meantime, the market is placing its bets. They placed a big bet yesterday on Tuesday that the Fed would hold pat and not do anything. Well, we're going to have a debate here. That ought to be interesting to watch. That has a lot to do. Our next leader will have a lot to do with whether or not the economy can continue to expand and whether or not the bull market can continue and if America can continue as the greatest nation on earth. You know, here's the things I'm looking for in whoever our next leader is. To me, number one, honesty, integrity, and somebody that I can trust. That knocks a lot of people out of the box, doesn't it? That narrows the search down. I just don't think there's any substitute for honesty, integrity, transparency, listening to the people, loving the people that you serve, and us being able to trust them in return. I'm looking for someone who has the same Judeo-Christian values that I have. I'm sick of secular humanists. I want somebody that will uphold the Constitution, which I believe is an inspired document. And I believe the USA is an inspired country led by, that was started by inspired men. I want to see that continue. I don't want to see that change. How about making America strong again? My father, I was looking up a picture. In fact, I'm going to print it out. It's on Wikipedia. And I'm going to blow it up and I'm going to hang it proudly here in my office. My father fought in World War II on a submarine. He fought on the USS Paddle down in the South Pacific, preserving the freedom of America. I'm proud of my father. Where would we be? You know, that war, World War II, it wasn't exactly a landslide in our favor, was it? We just barely won that thing. Where would we be today were it not for those good men who fought to preserve our freedom? I want a leader that's going to let business create and grow and move forward. You know, Citigroup has 20,000 people, employees that just deal with regulations, and they're after them all of the time for a fine here or a misstep here or a lost email there. You know what? When is the last big blockbuster drug come out of Moscow? Or come out of China? No, it comes out of the Silicon Valley. I have a new client who works for Gilead Sciences. I have clients that work for lots of the leading biotechs and technology companies. We are still the mothers of invention here in America, and we've got to encourage them instead of discourage them and punish them and look for them to make a misstep at every single turn. Let's grease the skids and get this economy really going. And lastly, I want somebody who's not afraid to wipe out threats. People like ISIS, they should have been wiped out. We wouldn't have this huge refugee problem right now that we have, because that was allowed to fester and allowed to grow, and it still is growing. So anyways, that's what I'm looking for. I don't know who that will be. I've eliminated some, but I'm still got an open mind as to who, what I'll be looking for in the next leader of America. Who are you looking for? Well, it'll be interesting. What will Trump say? That's the most interesting thing. You know, if anything, Mr. Trump has brought a lot of spectators. You know, a lot of people, politics, I don't want to watch a debate. But, you know, now you've got a semi-celebrity, a guy that has good name recognition up there. And a lot of people will be watching just to see Mr. Trump. So I would think that the other guys have got a benefit from the exposure. This is their chance. They're going to have the nation watching tonight. This is their chance to somehow win over that nation and make the move. Somebody's got to break away from the pack here. So anyways, it should be interesting. In the meantime, we sit, we wait. The market basically on hold today. I wouldn't do much buying or selling today. We'll see what happens, you know. We'll see what Miss Yellen decides and her band of cohorts. But my guess right now is they'll stand pat once again because I think there's a lot of pressure on them to do so. And I don't think it really matters anyways. If the Fed were to raise a quarter of a point, I don't think it makes a hill of beans difference as to S&P 500 earnings in 2016. Well, I'm already getting in newsletter mode. God, this is Wednesday already. I start the newsletter on Thursday. I'm thinking about it now. I'll update earnings estimates on 500 companies and give you the bottom line this weekend as to whether or not I remain a bull, as to whether or not I've switched over to the bear camp, which I will at some point in time. And we'll take a look at the Fed decision and what, you know, there are certain sectors that will benefit from higher interest rates, namely the banks and the financials. And there will be certain ones that don't benefit, that suffer, are on the wrong side of the street if the Fed hikes interest rates. And if they leave them alone, well, you know, we'll just continue to look for the best sectors. We'll look for the best stocks now. We'll look for the best asset classes. I put my neck on the line every Friday, every Saturday, and say, here's what I think. These are my observations for better or for worse. And at least I've kept you in the market for the last 6 years and 23 weeks. What will I do this week? That depends on the data. I'm data dependent too. That depends on my number crunching. That depends on my observation. That depends on my view of hundreds and hundreds of charts that I look at before I send that newsletter out. When I see one that really makes my eyes pop out, I put it in the newsletter and point it out to you. Hey, look at this. Wow. Anyways, you can get the newsletter from our website, pwstreet.com. Give us a little time to process and send out your order. You'll get it. And you can call us if you would like at 855-611-BEST. We manage money for people all across America. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.